Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast. I'm going to be talking to one of the people behind the special effects of the film From Dusk Till Dawn, Thomas Bellissimo, who was on with us from the Dead TV Podcast early this year talking about Werewolf series. Thomas is returning with us to talk about From Dusk Till Dawn and his involvement in it. Thank you, Thomas, for coming back on the show.
Yeah, no problem at all. I enjoy it.
How did you get the job with this was KB Effects Studio that did From Dusk Till Dawn, right?
Well, basically what it was is Robert Rodriguez directed it. K&B, I came up with them. They did makeup effects. I did on-set pyro and wind and smoke and stuff, on-set effects. And we worked hand-in-hand on many a movie and TV series together, me and especially Greg Nicotera. But anyway, Robert Rodriguez, the director of From Dusk Till Dawn, I had done a bunch of 1950 remake movies with him, and he wanted me to do this movie. So I said, okay. And then he told me, you know, it's George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino. Well, Quentin had written a screenplay with K&B. And I knew Quentin because K&B introduced me to Quentin because it was me that blew up the head in the back seat of the car. I shot Marvin in the face, not John Travolta. So K&B Effects brought me in on Pulp Fiction, and that's where I met Quentin Tarantino. So it was great. I was like, okay, Robert and Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney, I hear he's awesome. So yeah, I'm totally down to do this. And that's how I got the job. That's how I got involved.
What particular effects in the film were you involved with?
Anything that blew up, and any wind, dirt, smoke, whatever, if it moved, we did it. We blew up all, excuse me, the monsters, the smoke inside the places and stuff, the explosion at the titty twister, the explosions for Benny's World of Liquor, the shoot 'em up in Benny's World of Liquor, did that whole thing. We were on every single day, me and my crew, from Los Angeles out to Barstow in the desert with the titty twister, and it was great. Doing effects around George Clooney, Quentin Tarantino, Cheech Marin, Harvey Keitel, Juliet Lewis, Tom Savini. I built the crotch gun that he had. Selma Hayek, when she had the snake around her, and there was, if you noticed, there was fire in the background puffing up and puffing up. That was me and my guys, you know, and of course, strippers all over the place. So
how did you control? Let's start with the pyrotechnics. You know, that fire is just billowing up or whatever. You guys are inside. Like, how do you control that to make sure the place doesn't burn down?
You're talking about particular when Selma Hayek was dancing?
Yeah, like it's just spewed. The fire is just spewing behind her. Is it like a control, like you guys have a knob that you just control it to lower the fire and raise it up through gas?
Yeah, exactly. We use propane and an accumulator, and we know what pressure the fire is coming out. We have an igniter there. So every time we push a button, and we have two different buttons, every time we push the button, that would spew a puff of fire up in the air. That was controlled. It was, you know, as long as you held the button down, the fire would come up. And if you let go of the button, the fire stopped and you would get that nice puff. So that's what we did there. But, you know, a lot of people don't understand that once while we were filming, we started doing fires all inside of the stage, you know, and we had to be very careful around all the actors and everything else and whatnot. But the director of photography loved the lighting from the fire. And the next thing you know, all we're doing is halfway through all the stuff inside the titty twister was all lit mostly by real fire that we had spewing in different places, very controlled propane fire.
Was there any on-set accidents that I've never heard about? Anything that was like pretty dangerous, but I never heard anyone getting super hurt on this film, so I'm assuming no, but maybe there was something in that's never been told before.
No, there was no accidents to talk about except for one that I was involved in. when it came to blowing up the monsters, right? What K&B Effects did was they made molds of the monsters in different positions and then made them out of AB foam, rigid foam. They poured foam for them. And then we put det cord inside of them to blow them up, this explosive cord. When we blew these things up, chunks would just go flying, 360 all over the place, at Mach 10. When we were first getting ready to do one of the first ones, it was all ready to go, cameras all set, blah blah blah. We have the guys go out there, the camera guys, and they use the clapperboards. Okay, scene so and so, clip, and they go running away, put the clapperboard down at the base of the at the base of one of the cameras, and everybody hightails it out of there. I go hot. I had protection in front of me, Lexan, that I could look through, bulletproof glass, to blow up the monsters and make sure that, nothing went awry. My crew runs in back of this piece of Lexan, this piece of bulletproof glass, and I go in back of it, but there's not enough room for me because my whole crew's in back of it. So I stuck out a little bit, but I put my face, protecting my face and back of the Lexan. 3, 2, 1, push a button, ba-boom, blow this thing up. I felt like somebody punched me in the chest. It almost knocked me over. And what it was a chunk of the hard foam that these monsters were made out of came flying by, ripped through my shirt, and punched me in the chest and almost knocked me on my ass. But didn't hurt, didn't cut me open or anything like that and stuff. It just, if you want to call that, that was an accident and it didn't mean to happen, you know what I mean? And that was about it. I don't recall any other accidents or anything happening. It was a very safe set and we were all on top of it.
When everyone's walking around, and sorry, when all the monster vampires are just being blown up left and right, were those all just kind of like the actors moving and then quickly replaced with the still dummy so you guys could just blow them to pieces?
Exactly. And we had done it once before in the movie called Jason Goes to Hell, where in the beginning of the film, Jason is doing havoc, and all of a sudden these guys go, incoming, and Jason looks up in the air, and then ba-boom, Jason blows up. Me and K&B Effects got together, came up with this idea on that thing, and they built a Jason out of rigid foam, and I blew it up with Primacord, with Detcord, and I believe that's how we came up with the idea to do this, either that or vice versa. But I think we did the Jason Goes to Hell first. I'm not sure. I've done so many movies.
Out of everything in From Dusk Till Dawn, what was your favorite thing to do?
Wow. I'll tell you a quick story. The shootout in the beginning. The acting, everything, I loved it. The cop coming in, talking to the guy, blah, blah, blah. They shoot the cop in the head. I had to do a squibbing.
What was the name of that actor? He just passed he passed away. He was in a couple of the Kevin Smith films too.
Yeah, which I've done, Kevin Smith films. That's the guy, I forgot the actor's name. He was
Yeah, he's in
from.
Red State and Tusk.
Yeah,
Michael
and
Parks. Michael Parks.
there you
Michael,
go.
the late Michael Parks.
That's right. Michael Parks, great guy. So, but I had to do an explosive charge inside his hat. He's wearing a hat and he gets shot through the back of the head and it comes out the front. And that's what you see. So we had to protect him and everything else. But when we were talking about that shot, when we were just going over it before we started filming, I'm reading the script and we go over the whole thing. Okay, we're going to do this. And then he gets shot in the head. Okay, so how about if I put it in his hat? Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Back and forth, back and forth. And then the guy, they shoot up all the bottles of liquor. And then George Clooney lights up toilet paper, throws it in back of the counter. Ah, the guy catches on fire. That actor is awesome, by the way. I forgot his name, the young actor, but he gets up and he's shooting while he's on fire. So a stunt guy is playing him totally on fire, fire all over the place and stuff. And we're reading the script and it says, and he jumps over the counter and goes into a cupcake stand. And I said, why a cupcake stand? And they said, well, you know, cupcakes are soft and it gives the stunt guy who's on fire something soft to land on and everything. And they says, well, you have another idea, Tom? And I said, yeah, I do, Robert, you know, Robert Rodriguez. I says, how about popcorn? He goes, why popcorn? I says, well, besides it being soft and everything else, if we do kernels also in the stand while he's on fire on the ground, you could hear the kernels popping, pop, pa-da-pa, pa-da-pa, pa-da-pa. And he goes, great, let's do that. And that's inside that shot. So that's one of my favorite shots inside the movie, especially since because I came up with the idea of the popcorn popping.
When the bar, the Titty Twister, that was a set, right? Or was that actually a bar you guys completely redid to turn it into that?
No, absolutely not. It was the interior was a set that we filmed inside of an old Lowry spice factory in Los Angeles, just outside downtown Los Angeles. So the interior of the set with all the strippers and everything else and stuff, that was all done there on sort of a sound stage that we put together. The exterior, the Titty Twister, was built out by Barstow in a dry lake bed, right by Calico, Ghost Town on your way to Las Vegas and stuff from Los Angeles. And that's where we did all the explosions and all the outside stuff of the approach and Cheech Marin, you know, spewing his lines about, we got all kinds of pussy here. We got cat pussy, this pussy, that pussy, boy pussy. And that's so we shot the outside there.
I had my co-host Laws read off all that dialogue when we covered
Yeah,
those 5 minutes. She had a blast doing it, so she was a good sport about it.
we just the you know Robert just let Cheech go, and Cheech played Cheech is like I think he plays like three or four different parts inside the movie, and he was funny as hell, man. I mean, just the actors to work with those actors, and you got to understand, you know, here goes like 100 people, right, making this movie, all these actors. And all these, you know, below the line people, grips, electricians, camera guys, this, that, and everything else, production designer, blah, 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 blah. And we take over a hotel in the middle of a desert off the 15 freeway on the way to Las Vegas. We just took over the hotel and partied our butts off. And me and my crew, we had our 45 footer, 48 footer driven out there, our special effects trailer, and we put all our Harleys inside of it. So when we got there, we downloaded all the Harleys. So we were driving Harleys all over the desert while we're filming this movie. It was fantastic. It was the most fun I ever had on any movie ever. It wasn't the best movie, but it was the most fun.
You guys shot that thing out in like the heat. How hot are we talking?
Now, I think at one time it hit like 116 degrees while we were out in the desert, and
Jesus
the heat
Christ.
was, yeah, it was unbelievable. But I'll tell you, the worst part was you would think filming in 116 degrees is pretty terrible, and it was. But the dust storms that would blow through, we would actually, people would see a dust storm coming and go, dust storm! And you'd cover the cameras, and everybody would run into the trucks and close up the trucks. Now, you know, the trucks are baking in the sun and it's 116 degrees out, and you're running and closing a truck. You're literally going into an oven to protect yourself from the dust storm that's blowing through, that's going to take, who knows, 2 minutes to 15 minutes to blow through. So it was crazy. But it was crazy good.
What are you working on these days?
Actually, I retired, but my company, a guy who was with me, Shannon Thompson, who had been with me for over 30 years, he took over part of my business and stayed partners with my two sons, Maximilian and Tristan. What happens now is I still get called up for gigs, and I still go and blow stuff up with them, you know, whenever they need some pyro or whatever and stuff, I'm in charge of the pyro, but they take care of all the other day-to-day effects and stuff. And they're actually right now, this week, it's been, I think, 2 weeks we've been working on it and stuff. We're doing Miley Cyrus's new album each song as a rock video and blowing the shit out of stuff and sparks flying and everything else while Miley Cyrus is singing. It's been awesome.
Seriously? That's awesome.
Seriously.
You get to work with Miley Cyrus. I mean, she's huge.
Yeah. So yeah, it's really weird because over the years I've worked with so many people and famous, and I mean, it's been great. And you get to work one on one with these people and get to know them because you're on a set with them and stuff, for like sometimes months at a time. And especially the special effects guys, we have to put squibs on people or do explosions around people or do sparks around people and stuff. So they have to trust you. So you have to look them straight in the eye, go over them and go, "Hey, George Clooney, how you doing, George? Listen, today what we're going to be doing, you and Quentin are going to be walking out of this place, and I rehearsed all your lines. So in between your lines, Robert wants me to blow up Benny's World of Liquor one chunk at a time." Oh, okay, Tom, so it's cool. You really, they have to trust you. And it's really good. It's, I love working with famous people. Famous people are awesome. If you look at IMDb and you put my name in, there's so many pictures of me with famous people. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's great that you get to do what you love. Absolutely. If you're if you're still friends with anyone who else you worked with on From Dusk Till Dawn, please pass them on to me to have them ask them to come on the show, especially from the special effects team, because this movie is definitely all about the special effects more than anything else, I think. So I would definitely love to speak with anyone who'd be willing to come on to talk about this fantastic movie.
Sure. My ex-partner, Charlie Ballardinelli, he retired maybe about 7 years ago, and I just retired in the past 2 years. So both of us are not working full time anymore, but we go in and we blow stuff up, for our kids. His kids do it. What we do, special effects wise and stuff, is not taught in school. You cannot learn it anywhere except from another special effects guy. So it's passed down, person to person. And that's why there's families where the grandfather was an effects guy, then the father was an effects guy, now the kids are effects guys, kind of a thing like with me and with Charlie Ballardinelli, because our sons are all in the business doing special effects now. So I can get you in contact with Charlie. He's awesome, and he has his own lookout and probably has his own stories that I'm not even thinking about on this thing.
Yeah.
I got one good story that's
Go
kind of
ahead.
funny. When we were doing From Dusk Till Dawn, at the time, the California lottery was over $220 million. So of course, hey, let's all chip in and let's buy tickets, for the lottery and everything. We hit five out of six numbers.
Oh my
We all
gosh.
got well over $100, but if we would have got one more number, the crew would have split $220 million.
That's incredible.
Anyway.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So it was great. It was a great time. I loved working with the people. I love building stuff for the show and everything. A lot of all the breakaways we built and everything, and the thing that George Clooney, the ridiculous thing that George Clooney had, that was like the jackhammer with the spike sticking out of it, and Harvey Keitel's shotgun where he put the bat inside of it to make it so it's a cross, and then he could go ch-ch-ch, boom and shoot somebody, That was all awesome stuff. We had a great time. It was filled with effects. Robert Rodriguez was on his game on that thing, man. It was perfect. And it sent him into the stratosphere as far as directing. After that, he just bing, 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 bing. He was offered everything after that. So had a good time. It was a good show. And shit, it was 29 years ago that we
Oh my
made that
God.
movie. Yeah. You know how I know? My wife was pregnant with my youngest daughter, Madison, who turned 29 in September. This weekend coming, I'm here in Florida, and I'm going to drive over to Orlando. I'm going to be on a horror con called Spooky Empire. I brought a bunch of props with me and stuff. And one of the things I brought with me was the reverse bear trap that I built for Saw. So that's coming with me, along with one of the masks from the movie The Mask and Jason's fucking machete and all sorts of other good shit that I'm bringing with me.
That's fantastic, dude. Well, hey, man, I hope you're having a lot of fun at Spooky Empire. I've never been before. Well, we got plenty of horror cons here in Massachusetts, but if you're ever in the Massachusetts area, you got my number. Feel free to send me a text or shoot me an
Okay.
email saying, hey, I'm going to be in the area. So, I definitely love to have you in the studio in person and just to catch up on my oldest son is actually going to be turning 18 a week from today.
Wow. You see that, man? It happens quick, dude. I mean, it's
Yeah.
slow and quick all at the same time.
It
You
definitely
know?
does. It definitely does. But hey, man, thank you for coming on to talk a little bit about the history of working on From Dusk Till Dawn, which we're covering here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast. So I really appreciate you giving us some inside stories behind it.
No problem at all. It was my pleasure doing it.
And you can find us here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. And we'll be back next week with another few minutes of From Dusk Till Dawn here on the Vampire Movie Minute podcast.